Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio Player app.
Concerns have been raised that Ireland's energy infrastructure is at risk from Russian cyber attacks. The Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence has been briefed by experts today on just how those attacks may be carried out. I'm joined now by one of those experts, Cian Fitzgerald, who's security and defence researcher with the Institute of International and European Affairs. Cian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we hear about Russian or other cyber attacks, but we don't know the detail of how they could be carried out. So what kind of attacks are we talking about here?
Of course. So the fact that Ireland exists in a changed global security context is fairly self-evident. And part of our examination has focused on what type of threats that Ireland could face, particularly in light of the fact that as Russia continues to get bogged down in its war against Ukraine, that it may seek to undermine support, that it may seek to undermine your broader European support for Ukraine's self-defense. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've taken an examination of how could Ireland potentially be targeted, not only just because of itself, but how could Ireland be targeted as a means of targeting the broader European or Euro-Atlantic area?
And are you saying to the Oireachtas Committee, for example, that they could target X, Y, and Z portals or clouds or whatever framework you're talking about, or even the subsea cables? Is it as detailed as that? And do you tell the state how to build up cyber defences as well?
So we do indeed. Generally, how we briefed the Oireachtas today was that we focused on the threat environment and what we term grey zone threats. So this includes cyber attacks, but it also includes election interference, what we've seen with the Russian activity in and around Irish waters. All of this is designed to intimidate Europeans, but it's also designed to undermine our self-confidence, to make Europeans feel vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about targeting Irish citizens, it's also about targeting the broader Euro-Atlantic area.
How could Irish elections be under attack?
So certainly not necessarily. It was slightly outside the scope of our reports focusing specifically on elections. But what we often see is that in concert with types of large scale cyber attacks, such as we've seen happen in Ukraine, is that we often see these being accompanied by disinformation or misinformation campaigns mm-hmm. that operate in concert. And all of this is again designed to make Europeans feel vulnerable. It's designed to undermine. It's designed to undermine support for Europe, for Ukraine's self-defense against Russia.
Mm-hmm. I spoke with Minister Peter Burke, Minister of State Peter Burke, on the program yesterday about our Russian vessels in Irish waters,
and yes.
he told us that they were under surveillance, that the Navy was observing what they're doing, and so on. But we don't really know what they're doing, do we? Or how much does the Irish Navy know, Cian, about what those guys are up to?
I think what we see is that we see a large degree of information sharing, but it certainly is concerning. Overall, what we have is we see the same similar activity in the North Sea with some of our Nordic partners. And ultimately, what we believe is happening is kind of things are happening at about three layers. So the first is that what they're doing is that they're simply kind of mapping the cables. That's the first layer. The second is perhaps a demonstration of intent that they have the capability to sabotage such cables because they know where they are. I think the third and probably the most concerning layer loops back to what I was saying about highlighting to Europe that it's vulnerable, that though Russia may be suffering from setbacks on the battlefield in Ukraine, that it still has ways and means of targeting Europeans. And this is, again, this ties into this to our examination of cyber attacks. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, how these cyber attacks are designed to operate is it's designed to erode confidence. So this could take place in either small incremental cyber attacks, which create localized power disruptions, as part of our investigation showed, or much broader, much larger scale cyber attacks, which could against Irish critical infrastructure.
We saw the damage that a cyber attack could do to the HSE and HSE online services and so on, and backup services. How much or how deficient is the investment in Ireland on cyber defence, in your opinion?
So I think certainly there's a there's a lot more we could do. I think one of the key components is going to be whether or not the joint cyber defense command within the defense forces, when that gets rolled out, how is that going to look? I think certainly there's a lot more we can do in terms of jointness and synchronizing how the different government departments and within the state kind of operate. However, I think another key element that we need to focus on is how do we bring private industry with us on this as well? Ireland has a tremendous amount of information, has a tremendous amount of expertise that could be brought to bear mm-hmm. in protecting the state from cyber incidents. I think one of the key elements that we've identified is that there's a gap in the type of information that the government has and that the private sector has. Well, the government has access to a lot more information in terms of how state actors operate. Private sector has a lot more information around cyber incident data. So these two, kind of cooperating in terms of data sharing could make a huge difference in ensuring that we know what the threats are.
Well, fascinating stuff indeed. Cian Fitzgerald, security and defence researcher with the Institute of International and European Affairs. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.